This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The FDA has authorized the Johnson & Johnson single-shot coronavirus vaccine for adults, and the company has promised to ship 20 million doses to the U.S. by the end of this month. Meanwhile, President Joe Biden says there will be enough vaccine for every American who wants one by the end of May. This week on the WHYY Health Desk Help Desk, reporters Zoe Reed and Nina Feldman answer your questions about this new vaccine.
Zoe, this is the third vaccine in the U.S. authorized by the FDA. What makes this one so different from the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines?
The huge plus about this vaccine is that it's effective after only one dose. Moderna and Pfizer require two, which can take up to 6 weeks to kick in all the way. That's great news for people who don't like shots, but also for populations that are more difficult to reach or might be less likely to come back for a second dose for any number of reasons. Unlike the other two vaccines, J&J does not require extra cold storage, and experts say that could open up possibilities for delivery to rural America.
That makes sense. We got this question from a listener who's interested in particular in the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
My name is Lydia Kugler from Mercerville, New Jersey. My husband and I are in our late 60s, and while we are concerned about the possibility of contracting COVID in light of some health issues, we are equally concerned about the side effects of the Moderna and Pfizer two vaccine regimen. The new Johnson & Johnson vaccine seems to offer the same effectiveness with only one shot. Where and when will we be able to register for this vaccine in New Jersey or in the immediate area?
A few things to unpack here. The first thing is, while it is true there were fewer adverse events reported in the trials of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, the number of adverse events, like allergic reactions, was still very low for all three vaccines. Side effects like fatigue and fever are different. They might be uncomfortable for a day or two, but they're actually signs that your immune system is responding properly. That said, if Lydia and her husband prefer the Johnson & Johnson shot, that's great. The only thing is, supply is quite limited right now compared to the other vaccines. The states have only received their first shipments, and they won't get any more for at least 3 more weeks.
Huh. So how are jurisdictions deciding who gets the limited supply they do have?
Each state has a slightly different approach. New Jersey plans to distribute it to underserved communities through pharmacies in those neighborhoods and emergency rooms that see vulnerable populations. Philadelphia officials have decided to dedicate it to people who are homebound, people with limited mobility, and people experiencing homelessness. Pennsylvania, meanwhile, is designating the vaccine for public and private school teachers because they want kids in school as soon as possible. Delaware held 2 mass vaccination sites over the weekend where 5,000 Johnson & Johnson doses were administered to people over 65. They were already on the state's vaccine waiting list.
Okay, Zoe, but isn't the Johnson & Johnson vaccine less effective than the Moderna and Pfizer ones? Is it really fair to give it to vulnerable people if it might not work as well?
Well, in clinical trials, all three vaccines were 100% effective at preventing death. And they're all effective at preventing severe disease from COVID-19. And health experts say that's the most important thing. Now, when it comes to preventing milder illness, Johnson & Johnson is 66% effective compared to about 95% for the other two vaccines. But again, health experts say this is still a very, very good vaccine. Here's John Wary. He's an immunologist at the University of Pennsylvania.
If we had said, you know, a year ago that we will have a vaccine that has the characteristics of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know, by end of February next year, we all would have been overjoyed.
Wary says people shouldn't be too picky because all three vaccines do a great job at preventing serious illness, which is what we care about the most. People getting really sick, hospitals getting crowded, and most importantly, people dying. Now, to answer your question about fairness, the governor of Delaware, John Carney, he says he's ready to jump in line to get a one-dose vaccine.
I'm happy to lead the way, by the way. If anybody's hesitant, I'll jump to the front of the line. to set the example that this is a good and effective vaccine.
All right. Well, there you go. This is exciting, and thank you for walking us through all of this, Zoe.
No problem. My pleasure. It was great chatting with you.
As always, you can find more answers to your vaccine questions throughout the region at whyy.org/vaccine.